Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A winter weather advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and remains in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. A mix of rain and freezing rain possible at times. Today, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 34. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 14.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Kansas has announced they will be receiving more than $8.2 million from the Digital Equity Capacity Grant Program from the federal government. As according to KSN News, they say the funding will help increase accessibility and affordability for high-speed internet service under the Digital Equity Act from the infrastructure law that was passed in Washington, D.C. In a statement from the Kansas Department of Commerce, they say, quote, quality, affordable, high-speed internet allows families and businesses to thrive in our modern economy. Thanks to the President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law, the Department of Commerce is connecting everyone across the country to quality, affordable, high-speed internet and providing the resources they need to make the most of that internet connection. In other news, a film based out of Wichita, Kansas, is set to showcase the magic and history of what they say is the iconic Flint Hills of Kansas, with the film set to release in 2025. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Bull riding. The perfect fusion of strength, skill, and pure willpower. Professional bull riders aren't just athletes. They're daredevils with cowboy souls. Come experience the true modern West, where 8 seconds of glory will create a lifetime of memories. It's the PBR Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena, December 13th and 14th. Tickets available at selectaseat.com and PBR.com. Stop by any participating Jumpstart for a 20% off ticket discount code when you buy Monster Energy. It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
A chiropractor in the Lenexa, Kansas area has had her chiropractor license revoked and has been ordered to pay more than $80,000 in restitution after she was convicted in a federal court for her role in what they say was a Medicare fraud scheme. As KSNC News reports, according to the Kansas Board of Healing Arts, they announced back on December 10th that Lauren Swords' license as a chiropractor in the state had been revoked and had been convicted on one count of theft of government money of a value of less than $1,000. Sword, along with one other individual, had been initially indicted on 23 different counts back in November of 2022 for allegedly taking part of a nearly $3 million conspiracy to defraud Medicare, according to the Department of Justice. According to court documents, the individuals were accused of taking part of a conspiracy to pay bribes and receive kickbacks for the referral of Medicare beneficiary information that was used to submit millions of dollars worth of claims to Medicare between February and September of 2019. Medicare ended up paying out just over $800,000 to the two laboratories and submitted the claims.
Unleash your grit and stick to the road with the B.F. Goodrich All-Terrain Tire at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $60 via Visa Reward Card or Visa Virtual Prepaid Card after online submission on qualifying purchase of four or more new B.F. Goodrich passenger, light truck, or UTV tires totaling $900 or more. Offer good through December 2nd. Complete details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. The B.F. Goodrich All-Terrain Tire. Right for every application and available at Mike's OK Tire.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, pro-Second Amendment advocates in the state of Nebraska are praising the fact that constitutional carry is legal in the state, as they say that there have been less individuals actually paying for the training but obtaining firearms across the state of Nebraska. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, the state of Nebraska became the 27th state in the nation to allow constitutional carry, meaning that you can carry a handgun without requiring the state-mandated training or paying the $100 fee. As since the passage of the bill, less than half as many applicants have been applying for the permit during the first 11 months of 2024, with only 1,690 applications being filed for the state. According to the state government and the Nebraska State Patrol, they say that 2024 number is four times lower than the same period during 2022, when they saw more than 6,939 applications being filed from the Nebraska State Patrol office. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
The Christmas festivities continues with a hometown Christmas in Blue Rapids on Saturday. Lonnie Johnson talks about this event and what you can do.
Hometown Christmas in Blue Rapids, Kansas is Saturday, December the 14th. 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Fireman's Pancake Feed at the BR Firehouse. 8:30 to 2:30 p.m. Christmas Bazaar, Blue Rapids Gym. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Cookie Decorating at the Blue Rapids Museum. 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Christmas Story Hour at the library. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. carriage rides around the BR Square and down Main Street. 2:30 p.m. Ugly Sweater Contest, BR Community Center. 3:30 p.m. Beard Contest, BR Community Center. 4:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Live Nativity at the picnic area behind the Blue Rapids Community Center. 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Soup Supper, Blue Rapids Community Center. 6 p.m. Lighted Christmas Parade. Raffle after the parade at BR Community Center. Santa Claus arrives at 5 p.m. Look forward to seeing everybody. Come on down.
In Odell, Santa will arrive Saturday at 11 with a free will soup dinner at Community Building planned. Piano students will perform with turkey and ham drawings at 12:30 for those in attendance, hosted by Odell Area Community Enrichment. City of Wymore will turn off streetlights downtown Saturday evening, 6 to 10 p.m. to highlight the Christmas lights. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host the Newfangled Four, presenting holiday harmonies and humor this Saturday evening, 7 p.m. in the Murraysville High School Auditorium. $10 adult tickets, half price for those 18 and under, available online at marshallcountyarts.org or phone 785-859-4260. Tickets will also be available at the door at the Murraysville High School Auditorium Saturday evening, showtime 7 p.m. One Murraysville is hosting a Christmas sing-along Sunday 4 until 6 with caroling at 15 and 45 past the hours. Among other activities planned at the Kester House Park near the Santa House across from the post office in Murraysville. A North Park Christmas Drive is planned Sunday evening. The drive-thru on Park Place and Debbie Lane in North Murraysville, 5:30 until 7 p.m. Tune the Christmas soundtrack on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Donations for the local food pantry are encouraged at the start on 12th Street North into Park Place, Sunday evening, 5:30 until 7. Washington Community Christmas Choir presentation is planned Sunday evening at 6 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 115 West 5th in Washington, and will feature adult and children's choirs. Join the conversation with our public affairs program this weekend as we visit with the Kester House Museum Foundation. Kim Houts-Hiller talks about activities at the Kester House Museum, upcoming events, and a planned transition where the city will hand over the city's Kester House Museum to the Kester House Foundation this spring. The conversation airs as our public affairs program Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Loretta M. Williams, age 88 of Hanover, passed away December 8th. Graveside service is planned Monday, 10 a.m. at the Hanover City Cemetery, with a visitation Sunday, 2 until 6 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Loretta Williams. Arlene C. Crawford, age 85, of Tulsa, passed away December 1st. Funeral mass is planned Monday at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Murraysville. Burial in the church cemetery with a visitation Sunday 5 until 7 p.m. at the church. Kinsley's of Murraysville in charge of arrangements for Arlene Crawford.
Alma G. Tegadoff, age 99, of Mulvane, formerly of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery, with the ward funeral in charge of arrangements for Alma Tegadoff. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Monterey chicken, a muffin, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and tropical fruit. Monday's menu, fried chicken, a biscuit, baked beans, coleslaw, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. As an independent agent, I have access to multiple companies available throughout Kansas and Nebraska, helping community members that are on Medicare or will be soon. You can reach me at 785-727-4655 or find me at 815 Broadway in Marysville. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until late this evening. Some freezing drizzle is possible today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some freezing drizzle and rain showers are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and mid-30s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. There will be a chance for some rain showers early Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Sunny and warmer throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Still staying sunny by Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, and clear Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-December 44, record high on this date 71, the average low 23, and the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:39, sunset this evening at 5:05. A downright chilly 14 degrees this hour. Winter weather advisory this afternoon, early this evening, for northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. Any precipitation with freezing or below freezing temperatures could ice up on us. Be advised. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 13th of December. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
End your year on a high note as the award-winning barbershop quartet, The Newfangled Four, performs in Marysville Saturday, December 14th, 7 p.m. at the Marysville High School Auditorium. This wildly talented and hilarious musical group brings their unique blend of jaw-dropping harmony and laugh-out-loud comedy to Marshall County. Tickets on sale at marshallcountyarts.org, calling 785-859-4260, or in person at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Adult tickets $10 and 18 and under are $5. Enjoy an evening of spectacular harmony and holiday cheer Saturday, December 14th with the Newfangled Four performing at the Marysville High School Auditorium at 7 p.m. Brought to you by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Jim Bask. Well, it's week 15 that kicks us off. Joshua Cordy kicked four field goals. Rams beat the Niners 12-6, 4 days after beating Josh Allen and the Bills 44-42 in the NFL's highest scoring game, found another way and get within a half game of division leading Seattle. North Carolina introduced new coach Bill Belichick on Thursday. He gets a 5-year deal, three guaranteed, and had this on why college as his next coaching step in a Hall of Fame career.
My dad told me this: when you love what you do, it's not not work. I love what I do. I love coaching. I love the interaction with the players. I love building a team, working with the assistants, game planning, the game itself. There's some good ones, there's some bad ones, but they're all learning experience and working with, you know, young kids who, with the energy, enthusiasm to want to be good, to want to be successful. It's great every day to wake up and come into that environment.
From the NBA, no Tatum, no problem for the Celtics. Peyton Pritchard at 27, Boston at 23s, and route the Pistons 123-99. Bam Adebayo, 21.6. 16 rebounds. Heat beat the Raptors 114-104. Domantas Sabonis, a season-high 32, matched the season best with 20 rebounds. Sacramento over New Orleans 111-109. Colleges, ladies first. Hannah Hidalgo, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. Number 8, Notre Dame handed second-ranked UConn its first loss, 79-68. And Indy now has 3 wins over top 5 teams this season. Curtis Jones scored 23. Number 3, Iowa State overcame a 13-point deficit on the men's side and beat Iowa 89-80. Colorado two-way standout Travis Hunter won AP College Player of the Year, also won the Bednarik as the best defender, as well as Biletnikoff as best receiver. And from the NHL, Scott Laughlin had a career-high 4 goals. Philadelphia 4-1 over Detroit, and Juan Soto introduced to New York Mets fans.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Q finger guns. Really easy. Super stress free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We 4R1 Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Friday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast feature, Marysville hosting Clay Center. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Valley Heights at Riley County, Washington County at Wakefield, Lynn hosting Central Christian, Centralia's own Silver Lake, Diller O'Dell at Sterling, and Southerners host Tri-County. Again, our Friday feature game, Marysville hosting Clay Center. Pregame around 6 on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Hey, customers, your holiday meals deserve the best. This year, stop in and see me, Tony, the meat man, and the rest of the crew at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Always fresh prime rib roast, chuck roast, steaks with top quality seafood, including lobster tails, shrimp, scallops, and more. Snacker and sandwich party trays available. Don't forget, Tony's Meat Market gift certificates make perfect stocking stuffers.
Open Tuesday through Saturday. Stop by and let us get your holiday parties kicked off right.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks closed lower Wednesday with the Dow Jones dropping 234 points to extend its longest daily losing streak since April. The NASDAQ composite surrendered 0.7% to fall below 20,000. The S&P gave up 0.5%. Millions of Americans may get more from Social Security. The Senate is set to vote on a measure that would repeal two policies that limit payouts to nearly 3 million people based on their work history. Critics say it'll put even more strain on the trust fund. Your morning jolt will set you back more. Arabica coffee futures with March delivery are at their highest price in 50 years. Drought and rising temperatures in regions where coffee is grown get the blame. Wendy's, though, is serving up some savings, but you will have to use the app. The fast food chain has kicked off more than a week's worth of deals that it says can save diners more than $50 in total. They offer runs through the 22nd of December. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims, back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
Friends, the ranking member of the House Ag Committee called out the conservative group called the House
Freedom Caucus. They are opposing disaster aid of any kind, it looks like, in the final days of Congress. House Freedom Caucus is a block of roughly 40 GOP members, and they released a statement this week opposing any unpaid disaster supplemental bills, saying it would fund the Biden administration, which has political disaster aid relief and prioritized illegal immigrants over American citizens. This is throwing some big hicks into that bill that's being trying to be passed to help the hurricane people and the farmers who are having a big problem themselves trying to make a buck and quite honestly losing several bucks. So in the meantime, this Freedom Caucus outfit is going to work hard to put a kibosh to that particular bill. Now, we've got a lot of support for it. I hope they don't listen to them. But friends, we've always got those kind of problems. Senator Bozeman, he's the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee. He met with that new Secretary of Agriculture that we're going to have last few days. The nominee, of course, is not yet there. She has to be approved. But I got to tell you, he was impressed. He liked what he heard from her. And so far, I think it's a great decision. Let's hope that doesn't change, friends. Thanks for being with us. See you next time around on the Stackline Report.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. To highlight the importance of trees in an area known for prairie, the Kansas Forest Service promotes an Arbor Day poster contest for youth to compete in and possibly win prizes, including the chance to plant a tree with the governor. Northeast District Forester with the KFS, Blaine Strobel, explains how the program helps kids learn about trees.
The way we do this poster contest is we release a curriculum that hopefully these fifth grade educators across the state can use to provide some sort of activity that's pre-selected every year for these kids to get a better understanding of what these trees do. Different years have different activities with intent of showing a different benefit of trees. You know, this year's theme is to go out and measure a tree and understand why it is the size that it is and the benefits that tree is going to provide from the size that it is. And so really what we're trying to do is allow these students to get this educational experience by following the curriculum, and then just kind of as a fun thing to do following that activity is to put together this Arbor Day poster contest where they could potentially get recognized as the district winner and then potentially even a state winner.
He outlines who is eligible to participate.
All fifth grade students, anybody in Kansas, you know, fifth grade students, homeschooled, public schools, any fifth grader in the state is eligible to participate, and we encourage it too. I think last year we had a pretty decent population from homeschools submit posters, which was kind of a new thing. We really haven't got to touch on that a lot, but in the last probably 8 months, we've had quite a bit of interest from the non-traditional schooling methods come in and want to learn more about trees and how we can help them. So any fifth grade student across the state is eligible, and we'd love to get posters from everybody.
Strobel discusses the poster submission process.
When we send out the curriculum, the teachers ideally would build it into their teaching curriculum, do the activity, and then spend some time completing these posters. And then from that, the community is going to actually take those posters that have been submitted to their tree board and pick a winner from that community. Those communities would then take that poster, submit it to their district forester. Then us at the state office with the Kansas Forest Service, we would then evaluate those posters, those four district posters, and pick the winner for the state.
That was Northeast District Forester with the Kansas Forest Service, Blaine Strobel, on the Kansas Arbor Day Poster Contest. Entries are due February 7th, 2025. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Do office perks make for happier employees? Surveys show we are ambivalent about most, with one major exception. We'll reveal that today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 13th. It is the 348th day of the year, and singer Taylor Swift celebrates a birthday. Office perks like gym access, childcare, and cafeterias have become increasingly common as businesses compete for key employees. But if you ask workers which perk they'd like most of all, the answer is resounding: an office with a window view. It's a good choice. Exposure to light can improve sleep patterns, reduce eye strain, and provide motivation for exercise. Donuts and bagels in the break room are all well and good, but this time of year, when many of us travel to and from work in the dark, some midday light exposure can make a world of difference. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and get the advice of the day, visit almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and just 14 degrees this morning. Colder highs again today in the middle 30s. We're right around that freezing mark. With any precipitation along the way, we could see some slick spots as a result of winter weather advisory this afternoon and early this evening. Look for 40 by Saturday, seasonal high with middle 50s on tap if we get to Sunday.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Travis Hunter, the two-way player from the University of Colorado, who is expected to win the Heisman Trophy coming up this Saturday, has already cleaned up in the awards department. College football had their awards last night. Travis Hunter, a two-way player on both offense and defense as a standout wide receiver and a lockdown corner, won the Associated Press's College Football Player of the Year, receiving 26 of the 43 votes. He also won the Defensive Player of the Year last night. Hunter is expected to be a top player taken in this year's NFL draft. If you like kickers, you liked last night's NFL game. There wasn't a touchdown scored in the game, but the Los Angeles Rams beat the 49ers 12-6. The Rams all of a sudden have become a contender to win the NFC West. Los Angeles is just one game now behind the Seattle Seahawks. It is a done deal. Bill Belichick was officially introduced as North Carolina's new head coach yesterday. Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville Eye Bulldog Wrestlers in North Central Kansas League dual action at Wamego Thursday. Marysville boys fall 52-29. Wins for Wilson, Bussman, Waters, Wetter, and Wassenberg. NHS girls fell 30-28. Wins for Hubbard, Sevilla, Throm, Hidalgo, and Johnson. Friday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast feature, Marysville hosting Clay Setter. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Valley Heights at Riley County, Washington County at Wakefield, Lynn hosting Central Christian, Centralia's own Silver Lake, Diller O'Dell at Sterling, and Southerners host Tri-County. Again, our Friday feature game, Marysville hosting Clay Setter. Pregame around 6 on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Still looking to get in the holiday spirit?
Let Christmas in North Park change that.
Ride around in the magic of Christmas in North Park Sunday, December 15th, starting at 5:30 p.m.
Beginning at the north end of 12th Street in Marysville, relax and enjoy the magic of the holiday season.
To keep everyone in the car happy, there will be stops for cider and hot chocolate cookies.
And reindeer food to leave out Christmas Eve.
If you weren't good this year, you'll get left at the Grinch stop.
And it wouldn't be a Christmas in North Park without a Santa stop either.
The biggest light display, not just in Marysville, but Marshall County.
As you're enjoying the splendor, have your radio set to KNDY FM 94.1 or AM 1570 for holiday classics.
In this season of giving, we are asking for donations for Marshall County Food Bank.
We hope to see you at Christmas in North Park, December 15th, 5:30 until 7, starting on North 12th Street.
From all the North Park kids, happy holidays.